Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Klaus Samazayin, and we're learning Simon Yutes. So the Chayyadim talks about a order in the Torah. The Torah, besides giving mitzvahs asay of kibud avayim and a mitzvahs asay of murah avayim, the Torah gives a klolam. Klamavaz oviv v'imay, a person who in some way insults, degrades, and so in any way makes light of his parents. Either one of the parents. Just by words, and not even in an action, just words, or even just by a hint, raising an eyebrow, making a face, etc. He raises a klal orer. He's included in the klal of the Torah. In piyag from Hashem's words, shenemar orer makla aviv v'imay. So in Parshas Kisavah, when it makes a list of the Yud Aleph klolos that Klai Yisrael was makabel upon himself, one of them is Orur Makla Aviv V'Imay, so Lashon of Kal. It doesn't mean that the person is being makal of their parents, giving a klolo to their parents, which there's a separate issue in the Torah of a person to be makal of their parents, or to hit their parents. This is talking about making light of their parents, Lashon of Kal, of light, something which is light, it's not significant. So they are supposed to seeing that their parents as being covered, being heavy, being weighty, being having gravitas, being serious. They look at their parents as being insignificant and light. Their opinions are ridiculous, that type of attitude. An eye which looks lightly upon the father and the mother, that eye will be gouged out by the arvim, the crows of the nachal. So he explains that sometimes when people get old, the Chayyadim explains, and I can go through the whole explanation, but he explains that sometimes people get old, they're not as intelligent as they used to be. They say things which are not intelligent. So a person can be tempted to make light of the parents, what the parent is saying, and to be mavaza it, and to feel that it's ridiculous, and use a body language indicates that you think that the parent is not intelligent. So the pasuk says that that's or Yikru or Rinochal. She brings at the end a story there's a person who was supporting his mother, Rakshoyus, which is a beautiful thing. Rakshoyus Akalabe Ubazuya Beinov, but he made light of his mother. If he should nisaisli ish acher moisovim, she remarried. And the son was upset with that. And therefore the son, even though he supported his mother, did it in a way where he looked down at his mother. He was traveling by the sea, walking near the ocean, and he was pulled into the water. So they went to search for his body, and they found his body. And one eye had been gouged out. So mamash a kiyum of the pasuk of Shlomo HaMelech in Mishlei, and an eye which looks down at a parent will be gouged out. An eye, the primary function of the kayach of the ayin is to see things the way they're supposed to be seen. You see something totally not the way it's supposed to be seen, it's a total misuse of the eye, so the eye is removed. So the pasuk is Shlomo HaMelech is saying that the kayak of seeing a parent, not the way you would measure most other people, but because of the mile of the parent, you have to see them in a different light. And even when they are saying things which are not intelligent, you still have to contain yourself and show respect to the parent. That's the way an eye is supposed to be used, and if it's not used that way, the result will be that it's a waste of an eye. The eye is removed from the person, and that's, I think, the taich that the Chayyadim is saying. He's bringing the story to strengthen how significant this concept is, but really doesn't need any chizik. It's a pasuk in the Torah. It's a klala from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Klai was makabel these klalas together upon himself by Hargizim and Harevel, all of Klai Yisrael said Amen to these klolos that they've committed for themselves from all generations, that a person who's makla avivimoy is beklal or have a good day.